I've got 3 minutes to advertise our poster A27, which is a big orange thing ready next to the upper entry of this room, associated with 20 copies of the discovery paper. Oh, this is it. This was a study led by Alice Derekash, and I'm here to present this. This is about the star red giant triple system in a triple eclipsing hierarchical triple star, an edge-on system where we have a red giant with surrounded by a close binary made of two red dwarfs. It was discovered a year ago in the Kepler database. So this is a very bright star in the Kepler field, a magnitude 7 star, which is 4 magnitudes above the saturation limit. So it is a saturated Kepler star, but because of the electrons are spilled up and down, actually the total flux is conserved. So very accurate photometry can be done, even though the star is very bright. The light curve looks very peculiar. This is 218 days of Kepler long cadence data, which means 1 point per every 30 minutes. You can see some variations in the upper envelope. There are eclipses every 23 days. First, for a very long time, we thought that this is the orbital period of a long period binary, that actually this is the half of the period, because the real orbital period is around 46 days. And you have also very sharp eclipses of a very shorter period, 0.9 days. And these sharp eclipses disappear during both the primary and the secondary minimum of the long period orbit. We have had 42 co-authors on the paper, and at least 30 didn't understand, and including myself for a very long time, why do the short period eclipses disappear when they are in front of the red giant, because they have the very same surface brightnesses. Okay, so from the ground based observations, we were able to finally determine the orbital period. We measured the radial velocity of the red giant component. It's a perfectly circular orbit around in the wide pair. Also, we were able to resolve the stellar disk with the Chara optical interferometer with the Pavel beam combiner. It has a 10% Hipparchus parallax, so that we were able to put all the three stars in the HR diagram. So the red giant component is up there somewhere, located at the stellar evolution tracks belonging to 2 and 3 solar masses, and in an interesting evolutionary phase, either in the early red giant bench or in the early AGB. So the energy production in the core could follow two different routes. And the surrounding red dwarfs are really 0.7 solar mass dwarf stars. The intriguing detail about this red giant is that it should show solar-like oscillations, and it doesn't. There are some additional variations which are somehow linked to the orbital frequencies of the white pair and the close pair, so we suspect that the solar-like oscillations are suppressed and they are replaced by some sort of tidally excited oscillations. So this is poster A27, very orange thing with 20 copies of the discovery paper. Thank you.
Thank you very much.